Put your hands together. Come on. Put your hands together. Come on. Rock. Put your hands together. Come on. Put your hands together. Come on. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. I said, Wallow is a nut.
I'm not, that part I'm not going for.
And today is his birthday.
Yeah, it's okay. My birthday, y'all. Yeah, come on, talk to me.
He turned 41 today.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
There we go, the shit, yeah. Bro.
And yes, he misses his Sally so bad.
Sally, what's up?
He is home from upstate.
Welcome home, Wallow.
And we got Wallow some cupcakes.
Right.
That was his favorite thing. He used to bake in the kitchen.
Cupcake
for
man.
All of the inmates.
Cupcake
Wallow's
man.
Back home.
Yeah, I'm home, baby.
He did
what's up,
a
y'all?
20 piece.
Yes.
Go, Wallow.
He was up there doing niggas' hands and feet.
Hold the fuck up. Stop putting that smut on my name. This is my day today. Don't do that shit.
This is birthday.
I didn't do nobody hands and feet. I had somebody working with me that done that. Don't fuck with that smut on my name on my birthday, man.
Happy birthday, Wallow.
Happy birthday to this
nut.
Look at him. He
got the poppers, y'all.
Hey,
we celebrating Wallow today.
Pop, pop, pop.
How do you do it?
Hey, no, don't do it that way. It's going to shoot in your face.
But tell me how you do it. How
point
you
it in the air.
You got to point it in there.
Oh, fuck. That would have been crazy.
Come on, dumb.
Happy birthday, Wallow.
Dumb ass shit, man. You
and we got cupcakes. Yay for cupcakes.
Not the dumb shit, man. Not the dumb shit.
How old are you, Wallow?
I'm 41. Listen. Yes, I'm 41 today, man. Welcome to, as I will say, me, $1 million worth of game. This is the Wallow 267 birthday edition. I'm 41 today. Listen, man, before we get into the sponsor, I would just say, man, I'm thankful to be here. A lot of my homeboys, they make a lot of people from my neighborhood. They make it. I'm 20 twice plus one. You do the math on that. Yeah, I lost you with that. But
20 twice plus one.
Yeah, 20 twice plus one. The Wallow edition is brought to you by Barstool Sports. But on top of that, what I need y'all to do right now, down below, you're going to see a link today. My book come out, The Life of Wallow, I mean, the Mind of Wallow 267. You know what I mean? It's just a book of some of my favorite videos, me giving the game up. You know how this stuff goes, some extra stuff in there, whatever. But listen, I want you to check that out. You know, hit the link below. You know what I mean? Go to my website, wallow267.com. Check that out. That's the birthday gift to y'all. You know what I mean? But it's just a great day, man. I'm ready to load these, put these candles on here, and we're going to go up. You want to do the joint before we put the candles on
man.
Here?
This episode is sponsored by New Amsterdam Vodka. Shout out to the NAQ, the New Amsterdam Queen, my wife, Tootie. You know what I mean? She always uses New Amsterdam Vodka to make her cocktails. But New Amsterdam Vodka is 80-proof vodka made from some of the finest quality grains from America's heartland. It's distilled 5 times with an unparalleled smoothness. It's filtered 3 times with a crisp finish. New Amsterdam Vodka is slightly sweet on the palate. It's also, you know, you could drink it however you want it. You could drink it straight. You could drink it on the rocks. You could drink it with soda. You could drink it with juice. Or you can make a New Amsterdam Mule. But New Amsterdam Vodka is the official vodka for Barstool Sports. Look at that. New Amsterdam Vodka. Let's get into Wallow's birthday. What are you doing, dog?
Yeah.
What you doing?
You
messing my
count
up. 16.
You don't actually.
Dog, what are you doing, bro?
17. 18. Hold up. I'll put my candle.
It's been a while.
Dog, you think you ain't putting no fucking 41 candles? This nigga's stupid as shit. Like, who the fuck gonna put 41 candles on a cake?
Come on, man. Come on with the dumb shit.
He gotta be able to put all his candles on.
No, the fucking not. First of all, let me just tell you something. First of all,
what the fuck is you
after you like 13, 12, you don't put all the candles of your age on the fucking cake. He gonna give everybody.
When I was 13, 12, I was in a fucking juvenile facility. I'm doing what I couldn't
my
do.
My nigga,
it's
his birthday. He get to put
yeah,
the candles
what the fuck
on
is
the
you
cake.
Nigga,
he will give.
Fire.
Yo, he'll give everybody in this bitch Corona trying to blow that motherfucker
no,
out.
No, I'm just
man.
Gonna do one big blow.
Fuck is wrong.
One big blow.
No, I'm not saying it like
you
that.
You the blower now, huh?
But why is you
the
messing with
no, dog. Fuck that. We got the 41 right here.
That's
41. There
see,
you go.
Simple.
I was running out of space, but that don't make no sense.
Just two. There's two right. candles.
Fuck is you doing? You putting 41?
Leave those.
You not much fucking spitty gonna leave on the fucking cake trying to blow 41 fucking candles fuck out, man.
I ain't gonna eat none of the cake any damn way.
Why would you eat the cake?
I'm eating some.
I want a cupcake. I'm waiting.
Me too. Motherfucker gonna try to.
I love white cake and white
that,
icing.
Fuck that. Let's get into your gifts, man. Let's get into your gifts.
Yes, this is my favorite time. Yes.
Got me some gifts.
Pass the cupcake.
Yeah, nigga, that no. Look at it.
Are you excited?
Look at you. I hit the bitches under the table.
I knew y'all. I seen y'all talking about something.
We got you some gifts, man.
Oh, did I put the one on the wrong side? They gotta go right there.
You looking at that? You're dyslexic.
Hold up. Let me light the cake first.
No, man, we ain't gonna light till we about to eat, man.
No, damn. I wanna make a wish.
Let the nigga light his candles.
This nigga's a fucking dickhead.
Look, like this joke.
Look at him. He happy as shit.
Gloves, though, bro.
Look at him. Fucking gloves about to light on fire.
No, like, these real leather.
They flame retarded.
Like Mike Jackson head did back in the day.
Show everybody my cake. Look. Everybody look at my cake, y'all. Look. See my cake?
Yeah, that's vicious. Look at that.
Yes.
That's so fucking
nice. Oh, no, you trying. Look at my cake. You see what I'm saying? You got my cake.
So
I'm just doing it.
Cute. Make sure you pass me mine.
Nice. I was ready to eat.
Let me make a wish before I blow the candles.
Give me my cupcake.
Look, y'all. Everybody see my cake? Look, that joint nice.
Why are you so happy like that?
Gosh, I gotta make a wish. Yep.
Happy birthday, Wallow.
Man. Y'all posted clap.
Happy birthday, my guy.
Happy birthday, man. What you wish?
That you stop being a nut ass nigga.
Give me a cupcake.
I've been wishing that all since I've been the fuck home. I don't need much.
It's cool,
okay.
Man.
Okay. What's my gifts? Who this from?
That's from me right there.
Got me some drip. This feel like, you know, I like them t-shirts and sweaters and shit.
Some track pants.
Track. Adidas sweatpants. It's my first gift from this nut.
Are you excited? That's perfect for you.
Oh, you got me a joint for me and Abel. She likes little dress-up joints.
Oh, no.
You got him a cop uniform.
Oh, man.
He's a cop. She can cuff me to the bed.
Oh, and he has his own little baton.
No, that's a real cop uniform, bro.
What the fuck you give me a cop uniform for?
Because your nut ass officer.
Look at your little
badge. Because your nut ass officer Jonathan Tackle. Look at him. There you
Show
go.
Us your badge.
There you go, you nut ass nigga. That's perfect.
Oh,
for
that's
you,
perfect.
Man.
Oh, and it fits.
Yo, get the fuck.
That's perfect.
That's what Brinkman put on me when we in the bedroom.
Fuck is wrong with you, nut ass nigga?
She gonna like this.
Look at you, driving your police car, you nut
all
ass.
All you gotta do is cut the butt cheeks out.
Like this. Damn. Freeze. You're under arrest. You got a right to remain naked.
Look at it. You got you some handcuffs. Look.
Anything you say.
And a baton.
And a baton. Look at you. Mm-hmm.
She gonna like this. Spank her with this.
Mm-hmm. Look at you. Hold
on. Tell my sex life, nigga. You know I'm a little. Like the party.
No, that's the real
kid. He said,
I want to hand him my gift myself.
Oh, look,
y'all was putting some shit in the bag.
Wallow, I know we just met, but I put a lot of thought into this.
Yeah, let's get it. Birthday.
And I hope you like it. I tried to think because you're a simple man, a humble man. So I wanted to give you stuff with.
I knew y'all was doing something over there.
I wanted to give you stuff with necessity. Yeah, right. So I wanted to give you stuff because being that you're humble and sweet and loving and caring, I wanted to give you stuff that you could actually like get enjoyment out of, but you need. So these are all necessity gifts.
Okay.
Did you get one at a time? Which one do you think I should start with?
Don't matter.
Which one you want, the big one or the little one?
I'll take the little one first.
All right.
Say the best great. For last.
That's good.
Little single Razzy Dazzle on there.
Yes.
We'll put this over here.
I feel like we need a drum roll for my shit. So excited for his reaction.
What you get?
Ringos.
It's a penis ring.
Super shrimps.
Now, I got it as an extra small, but don't worry about the size. Wait. Don't worry about the size.
Shit. What the fuck I'm going to do with this?
Don't worry about the size. Listen, this
what
is
what the
fuck?
I'm baby leg. I can't do nothing with this shit right here.
No, I got something to help you fit that.
My balls can't fit in one of this. One of my balls can't. Oh, damn, it stretch. It do stretch.
That's a pleasure ring, and it's extra small, but I have you something to help you with that.
So what's that for, though?
It's for extra pleasure. So for April.
No, you talking about
so,
this.
But what it do, though?
No, this is a cock ring. It keeps your the blood circulation in the joint. You know how you just be in the porn industry.
Yes, but I know you worried about the size, oh, so and the you, size wait, not a hold big on. Deal.
So you was looking at niggas' cock
ring. I wasn't looking at nobody's cock ring. I'm just saying that's what this is.
How on. You know what a cock ring is?
Come on, man. I'm just saying.
Listen, this, leave this your penis ring out because this
put
goes
it on
with
there,
it.
And it keeps the circulation so when you're peace, when you hit, you won't come.
But I know wait, you was worried about the size thing here. So this will make sure you can fit it.
Let me see.
Yo, that's great.
I'm so excited. Let me see.
Oh my God.
She got him a blender.
What the now, fuck I'm gonna do with this?
That's a penis pump. So after you pump your penis, you should be able to fit the extra small penis ring.
Oh.
But it's all for, yeah, it's for enjoyment. For your
Gil
birthday.
Need this.
Oh. So that's the pump to pump it up so you'll be able to fit the ring. And it's easy to use, simple. And you have a lot of uses of it, of the same pump. You just use handheld, pop, 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 just to get it up to as big as it could get.
She got you a penis pumped up. Look, you can tell he going to use that motherfucker, though.
Right, make sure you get all the pieces.
And my man said he going out of town tonight.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, bro. He going in.
He going on a birthday trip with his lady, so this tell is he sure going, they have a good time.
Look at him. He could tell he want to use that
I'm
motherfucker.
I'm trying to see what's going on.
What the
right,
fuck
so you
is
insert
that,
your demo? Penis into the bottom, and then you just give it a.
Hold on, wait, throw that back in there.
No, you can't put. Your,
yes, she is.
Oh, the, this where you put
that's
your
where
joint.
Your penis goes.
Throw your joint, slam up in there,
and you pump it up. Right, couple pumps, and that'll get you ready for the ring. It'll get them, keep them hard and ready.
I don't really.
You're 41, so you know stuff changes.
Damn, she said you're 41 and you ain't yet, honey.
Oh, and they give you a ring with this
a
joint.
Bonus ring, but you might can't fit that
they
one.
They give you another cock ring.
All right.
Because you know what cock rings is.
Do you like it so far, Wallow?
No, I'm not saying. I'm going to give it away. I ain't going to use it. Somebody, you know, I'll just
what?
Leave it.
So, damn, so you just going to
you
going to
re-gift?
That's I ain't
going to
throw you a gift
up.
Away. I might give it to Pop. Pop might
use this. Pop Tracks. Okay. Shout out to Pop Tracks. HD I'm, Studios.
You know, it gives y'all. Whoa, what's this? Oh, this is a titty pop.
I know how much you love breasts, and I know how you like sweets.
Little booby pops.
Yes. They didn't have any brown boobies, so that's a light-skinned woman booby pop.
Pussy patch sours?
Sour pussy patches.
Sweet, sour, chewy pussy, soft candy.
Yes. In the shape of little pussies. Mm. You got a kinky birthday gift, but that's because I knew you was going away with your lady. Mm.
Ooh, yo, they come like little edible joints. There's a two-pack. This is a great man.
Yo, they really look like pussies, too. Look.
Yep. That's a good guess.
Little fruity pussies. You're welcome.
Y'all got to stay out of my sex life, man.
That's my last gift, bro.
Y'all got to stay out of my sex life.
That's I know that's monumental to you right there on some serious shit.
Would you like a gummy pussy?
Oh, man.
No, no.
KY Jelly, what'd you give me this for?
Because I know you still prep your piece about three times a week.
Now you got a whole kit. You got a whole pump with the
this
with
the
jelly.
Thing. You know, you was in the crib. You seen it laying around.
I said, what the fuck he keep KY Jelly at the
that's
crib
the big pack.
For?
This
back
one.
Where he ain't had no bitches. He was so long. Like, you nigga, keep KY Jelly at the crib.
This is that shit.
Yeah,
though,
I know you prep your piece. Even though you get your action from April, you still prep your piece about three, four times a week.
It's healthy.
You know what I mean? He jerk off, boy. Yeah, me jerk off.
Listen,
kid.
Man, this is a great birthday. This thing's starting off right already, man.
How you feeling, man?
I feel good, actually. I feel good. You know what I mean? Like
you made it mandatory that we wear these nut ass hats.
Yeah,
off
gotta
camera.
Wear the hats.
Can
gotta
we take them off?
No, don't take them off. No, you don't do that. In no fucking birthday. You gotta follow the birthday guy rules.
So let me ask you a question, man. How does it feel to be out of? How many birthdays have you been home?
I've been home for 38. 39, 40. This is my fourth birthday home.
This your fourth birthday?
Yeah, I was home. I've been home for this birthday. This is, like, with some real stuff, this probably be my best birthday. This is like, I would say this is like, for me to be in the position I am right now in life, this might be my best birthday. You
can
know?
I ask you a question? Why you got that stupid-ass Crockett and Tubbs shirt on?
Oh, no, I was feeling like, you know, I like stuff like this. This like, low, you know, because when you wear stuff like that, people look at you
because
like...
Because you're going to...
Yeah, I'm going to Miami.
So you right. Put that stupid ass shirt on because you're going to Miami?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to.
should be jerk.
Because you look like an off
because
duty.
I blend in.
No, you don't. You look like an off duty fucking police officer.
That's exactly
man.
What
no,
you
don't.
Look like.
No, I
yes,
don't.
You do.
Who the fuck I don't.
Yes, the fuck you do.
This shit is
or a retired police
into
officer.
The vibe of where I'm going to
yeah,
be at.
You look like a fucking retired police officer. You look mm-hmm. like a retired CO that did 40 years of fucking gratis for it, man. Yeah.
No, but not you won't be having this type. This is a dope shirt. This is style. This is like
a
real
private
live
investigator.
Beach Miami
yeah, you
style.
Look like a fucking
this Miami
PI.
Bike style.
You look like a private investigator that has a beach crime to solve.
Damn, this is some deep shit, but I'm going to tell you something. I want to say something to you guys out of the day, not just my birthday. Today is Happy Father's Day to
happy
all you
Father's
Day.
Let's get into the next sponsor, though. You want to get into the next
listen,
sponsor?
Listen, man, let's get into the next sponsor, right? Let's
before get we get into Father's Day.
One of my, as should I say.
What time is cupcake time?
Favorite sponsor, Simply Safe, man. One thing I like about Simply Safe is this. Listen, first of all, Simply Safe is a money-back guarantee. I'm talking to you. Listen. If you go to simplysafe.com/game, you get free shipping. And listen, 60 days free. Listen, 60 days. Listen, 60 days. You get to like try this shit out, figure it out, see if it works for you or not. One thing I like about it is simple. You pull it out of the box. I'm talking about, put it up. It's just like this. I'm talking about, and it's top flight security. Like, listen, if you had like, for instance, like this guy, he used to secure at the strip joint once when we wasn't on. Like the nights that we wasn't dancing, he'd be the security. So his security was tough. Like
was
so,
dancing
I'm talking
though?
About, yeah, we was dancing. Shit, could no, listen, but hold up, check this. Could nobody get by this guy when he was a goddamn security for the strip bar, for the Mill Review strip bar. He was security there. He used to pat people down and all that, but that's another story. Make sure the strippers wasn't, I don't know. He worked the strip room too. His security was tight. But one thing I like about Simply Safe, listen, it's easy. You plug it in your home and listen. I plugged mine in. It was simple. Pulled it out of the box. I mean, got it on my phone, and everything was just like, it was. That's the thing that make Simply Safe. It's simple. You see what I'm saying? So what I want you to do is, listen, go to simplysafe.com/game. Well, you slash game. You know what I mean? Free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. You know what I mean? 60-day money-back guarantee. So you can have any crib for 60 days if you ain't fucking with it. Cool. Oh, I like it. Whatever. You can send it back and get all your money back. And it's just like that. simplysafe.com/ the code is game.
Okay. Listen, man. So now that we back. And it was Wallow's birthday. He came on. He was a little charged up. Let's formally get into what we do. This is
me.
I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267.
Don't call me white girl.
It's your boy Tony the Closer.
Got my man Tony came for my birthday, man.
Came for the birthday.
He up here wilding out with us.
Absolutely. So not only is it your birthday, it's Father's Day.
Mm-hmm. Happy Father's Day to everybody, man.
Happy Father's Day. Yeah, because Father's you know what? Day. We don't get celebrated like the women get celebrated.
No, fuck no.
And I'm just going to say this.
Y'all get a day.
I just want to say really? This. You know, I hope today a lot of fathers, you know, really was celebrated. And not you half-ass dads. Not you niggas that shot your kids out your nuts and ain't been a part of their life ever since. I'm talking about the real fathers, right? Because we get shitted on the most.
Why would you say that?
Why would I say that? They got Mother's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
All type of holidays.
All types of
Valentine's
holidays.
Valentine's Day is for both.
No, listen.
I fucked
Valentine's
up.
Valentine's Day is for y'all fucking ass.
Don't forget.
Facts.
Don't forget what's name day. I fucked up and I got to make it right because she tripping right now. Day.
Right.
That's like 10 days in fucking year.
Right.
Stop fucking
hold
up.
Hold up. Let's talk about the fact that the women even take Father's Day. Let's talk about that for a minute.
You have women tomorrow talking that shit, and that's you can't do that.
Some mothers look like fathers.
Hey, but you can't get that day. Y'all already got every other day.
That was hard.
Y'all, even if the dad ain't in the house, even if you was that single parent mom, you are not a father.
Right. You
let
can't get
day.
That. Let us have that day.
That
because
day.
At the end of the day, and I'm gonna tell y'all like this. This fucking year. It's 2020 been a fucked up year.
Fucked up.
But this fucking year, I'm going to tell all you motherfuckers, where the camera at? What camera am I? I'm in this fucking camera. We don't want no fucking cologne this year.
Yeah, that's
all right. If you not the fucking kids, we don't want no fucking cologne. We don't want no fucking socks. We
tie.
Don't want no
nigga
fucking drawers.
Clippers?
His boo-boo and
right.
black funeral.
We don't want no fucking ties.
How about a lawnmower?
Nigga ain't even got a suit. And y'all get nigga a tie.
Toolbox.
Like, we don't want none of that shit. No, we want the big motherfucking gifts this year. All right? Stop lining the fuck up at JCPenney's. Ross
Marshall slippers,
motherfucker, Burlington Coat Factory.
Get them slippers, baby.
And then they getting the 50% off. They go to Ross to get the 50% off on the right. cologne section and what, some draws.
Right, box up us some fucking cologne.
Fry him some chicken.
No, box us up some fucking cologne and then give us the big piece of fucking chicken and think y'all fucking did something.
Buy him a winter coat.
And post your picture up.
No, you don't fucking win a coat. It ain't fucking
give
winter
him a
right
nice
now.
Winter coat for the winter. He has to stay warm, doesn't he? Get him a coat or a wallet. Mm-hmm. Get him another wallet.
All right, we tired of that shit.
Bullshit.
Like, we got to get rings. We got to get cars.
You better get rings and cars.
Businesses. You got to start businesses and all that.
Down payments on homes.
You got to get red bottoms and shit. Fucking Gucci bags. Fucking Christian Dior. You got niggas got to do all this.
Get a nice watch, a Fitbit.
No, niggas got to do.
Fitbit.
Yeah. Niggas got to do all this shit.
Petty shit.
Right.
You petty.
But then your bitches is petty when it come to us.
Get him a very nice toolbox and then give him a project.
No, fuck
that. Toolbox for what?
I don't want no fucking toolbox. I ain't fixing shit.
Get that nigga a lawnmower and fire the lawn people you got now.
Like,
pots and pans for your birthday.
I'm going to keep it all the way real, too. You know what else you bitches like to do? Huh? Y'all like to get us double fucking gifts. Y'all like to get us double fucking gifts. Gifts that's good for both. I mean, you gotta do the lawn. Exactly. Bitch, I don't want a fucking lawn.
Put you to work. Your gift is y'all putting you to work.
Right.
Employing you to the, yeah, you gotta do that and that. No, fuck that.
Like, fuck that. This Father's Day, man, look the fuck out.
I'm going to be straight up.
Give bitch, break.
No. Fuck that. You ain't even no father. You can't even talk on this shit no more. Listen, this motherfucking Father's Day, break the motherfucking bank on us. Fuck that shit.
She's been out of work. She couldn't.
We don't want no fucking cologne for the 17th straight fucking year.
No cologne.
The fourth year.
Everything is banned. For all you mothers cologne, out there. Cologne. Socks.
Socks.
Ties.
Motherfucking polo.
Belts, hold pajamas, on. And pajamas.
Pajamas. I can't motherfucking polo draws from t-shirt. Fucking Ross and Burlington Coat Factory.
No. Wait. Polo tees.
I don't want none of them UGG slippers
no,
either.
I don't want the UGG slippers polo either.
Nope. They ain't got
They're
slim
hard
fit.
To get.
They ain't got slim fitted Ross and Burlington Coat Factory.
No, he didn't.
We tired of you bitches going to fucking.
What do you want? Give an idea a good
no,
gift.
No, what's the other one? Ross, Burlington Coat Factory.
TJ Maxx.
No. What's the other one? The fuck is the other one?
Marshalls,
man.
They go get the whole.
What
your
do
whole...
you want? Give us ideas for good gifts, then. What's
go
a good
get
gift?
Us
some money.
Give us drop a motherfucker couple bands on us. Let us decide what the fuck we want to do. We tired of you bitches giving us cologne every year. Like, what the fuck is y'all trying to say? We stink.
Yes.
They better off going to Fashion Nova get the
get him something for his feet
and coming in and,
right
and treat it and treat a player.
Get
don't
him
cheat
a gift
player.
Certificate right. for a pedicure and a massage.
Don't cheat
that's
a player.
Perfect.
Treat a player, right. baby. God
that's,
damn.
That's another
fuck wrong
gift.
With you. Give out a gift like.
What are you talking about, Wallo?
What?
You didn't have a baby just yet.
No, I'm still a five out here.
All
right. Yeah, Wallo birthed a lot of motherfucking kids out this joint.
I keep bumping the niggas that look just like y'all.
No, you see how many niggas be running up on the camera. What you doing? Get up. You still sitting around. This ain't this. That ain't this. Yo, he birthed up. He got a lot
well,
of fucking
DNA.
Kids
this
out
little
here.
Young boy just told me that you was his real dad. His name Woo Bitty. He said that you think
no,
he was
I
your dad.
Was
nigga named Boo Bitty.
Woo Bitty. Shout out to Woo Bitty. Woo Bitty said you might be his father.
No, I don't know that. Trying to put kids on me.
Now he ain't got no kids. 5 seconds ago, I got a lot of kids on
no,
here.
No, not that. I'm talking about like from
figuratively.
Here.
Okay. Not literally.
I got nieces and nephews. They ain't like my kids.
Hey, let's wrap this they up, though, kids. Right? But before we do, we just want to let you bitches know we don't want no motherfucking loan. We don't want no fucking socks.
Wallets.
We don't want no fucking wallets, no toolboxes, no fucking lawnmowers. We don't want none of that goofy ass shit. Just understand that. Okay.
And it ain't your day.
And it ain't your fucking
day. It's not
day.
Your day.
That's right, Tony. Wow, let them know.
It ain't your day.
It ain't your fucking day. I don't give a fuck you fucked a raggedy ass nigga and he ain't in the life no more. You can't claim I'm his mother and if I know the fuck you ain't, bitch. You his mother. The fuck
that's
out of here. Yeah, cause y'all want to claim both. I'm his mother and his father. No. You ain't. You his mother. Fact. And take some responsibility that you fucked a raggedy nigga.
Uh oh.
You pick raggedy niggas, so let's take some responsibility, and you don't just put it all on his raggedy ass dad. You got to take some responsibility too.
I'm gonna just say this
I'll
to the women out
raggedies.
Here. I'm gonna say this to the women out here. Put some protection on your selection. You got to be real selective of who you choose to be your mate,
right?
Because you got to understand, relationships is an investment.
Absolutely.
Some people is liabilities and some people is assets.
And some bitches just choose, they just be choosing for a bruising.
No, they be choosing the scene. They be choosing right now. They be choosing
What the fuck you mean? They be choosing for a bruising.
Yeah.
They just want a nigga to come through, lay him down, spray him down, but not stay around. Yeah. So, you know, you got to let a hoe be
real.
A hoe, man. You can't, you know, we ain't judging. We just want you to be the best version of you. You know what I mean?
That's right.
She liked that. Hey, let's talk about Juneteenth.
Yes, happy holidays, happy black people.
Now, I'm going to keep it all the way real. Just up to about a couple days ago, I didn't know what Juneteenth was. I just found out what Juneteenth was. You know what I mean? But I am going to say this. Niggas always on Instagram. Damn, Gilly stupid. How you don't know what Juneteenth is? Y'all niggas wasn't screaming this shit last year and 2 years ago and 5 years ago and 10 years ago. So let's not act like you niggas ain't just found out the fuck.
Yeah, definitely got more power.
Don't be judging me. I'm just not fake. I'm not a fake ass motherfucker to be like, oh, I know what it is. Don't really know. I had no fucking idea what Juneteenth was. I honestly, when I kept seeing that shit, I thought a nigga album was coming out. I'm just being now. I'm like, Juneteenth. Fuck?
Don't be afraid to say you don't know something. Right. That's how you learn shit, y'all.
So I had to get a little educated on what was going on. Wallow said, be for real. Only reason why I knew is because I was in jail. So,
like the only reason, like, I ain't going to, I would have never knew because a lot of times, but when you in jail, shout out to all my brothers in the joint. The brothers be, you know, you be getting educated. You be getting educated about your history. A lot of people out here, they don't have time to get educated about their history and understand that that's Liberation Day, the day that the free, you know.
Well, they don't teach it in school. That's the thing. It's not taught.
I know they're not going to teach no shit like that in
school.
Right.
Yeah. So how the fuck?
But it goes back to.
So that's why so many people don't know. Some people don't choose to educate themselves beyond high school or college or whatever. So if they don't teach it,
so
and you don't
go. So when's the last time
to,
you read a fucking book?
I read a lot.
But I'm going to say this. I'm going to say some real
I
shit.
I just read the bio of Malcolm X.
Okay.
Okay. And it
you
took
seen
me
the fucking
2 weeks.
Movie.
I did see the movie a thousand years ago, but I read the bio.
But listen, once again.
And it was better than the movie.
Once again, as he's saying the bio of Malcolm X, check out The Mind of Wallow. The book is out right now. Check it out.
Check
hit the link.
It out.
Check it out. But listen, back to what I'm saying is, you got to understand this. A lot of us, we be so caught up in life and we so caught up in the struggles of life. A lot of us don't have the time. Well, don't take the time to tap into our blackness. And it depends on your upbringing, where you was brought up in.
That's
was
a
you
fact.
Brought up in, was you Muslim? What, you know, Sunni Muslim? Was you in the Nation of Islam? Is your people, are your people Christian? Different, it's like different religious backgrounds educate
fact.
You on different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? A lot of the brothers that was in the penitentiary, 5% is Nation of Islam. They always up on the history of black people, black experience in America. You know what I mean? Since the beginning of the time also. So it's like everything is about your religious background a lot of times. But sometimes you might have people that they father or they aunt or they uncle just was on some educating themselves about
exactly.
where they come from so they can understand where they going at. A lot of people, they not on that time. Now, I'm thankful that a lot of people is weird like you. You know what I mean? You was a nut ass nigga, but now you understand what Juneteenth is and you're aware about what's going on and you're aware about a lot of things. And that's just like everybody else. The only thing that's different between you, you're not fronting and acting like you've been on.
Right.
Everybody acting like, oh, I've been on, I've been on the consciousness, I've been supporting my black people. Mm. No, everybody haven't been. And it's cool that you wasn't, but now you're on point.
Right.
And you woke up and I'm just thankful that everybody coming together and trying to figure it out and learn more about where they come from. But it's cool to not know. But you play yourself when you don't know and act like you know and just be fronting. You can't really learn like that.
Absolutely.
Tell your kids.
The best part now is the awareness, though. Like, everything that's happening for the culture is more awareness. So so you're going to hear more about, you know, the emancipation and freedom in our culture now because of what's happening. So it's dope that's happening for real.
And we don't celebrate 4th of July. That's canceled. We don't do that. And tell your kids.
I bet I see you in no barbecues.
My daughter, no, seriously.
Right
my daughter was
line.
In, my daughter's in 4th grade. She's going to 5th grade. My daughter was in 2nd grade in Black History Month. February, they didn't do one thing the whole month. And that's 20, that's right now. You know what I mean? Nothing the whole month. The whole class half black. And they don't do nothing for Black History Month. You got to teach your kids on your own. Teach them stuff. They got to know about themselves first before anybody else teach them. You would think you learn that in the home. I was blessed with my grandmother. We celebrated Kwanzaa every year. They play African drums. I knew what a slave ship looked like inside at 5. Shout out to Granny.
I think that we don't understand the significance of time. Mm. that we really living in. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't, we really ain't going to be able to tell until 30, 40, 20, 50 years from now, the significance of this time right now that we living in. You feel what I'm saying? Do you feel like, where does this rate in like the one of the proudest black moments in history? Like,
I think it got to be up there.
It's up there with the civil rights thing.
It got to be pretty high.
A lot of people was woke, and it took life. See, nothing is more, the biggest teacher in life is experience. See, we had a lot of our black people that was woke already on point, but a lot of times, I'm not saying it, but I'm just being real. A lot of times our people, we had a way of, oh, I'm woke, you sleep, you ain't on it, you a nut.
Right.
Instead of saying, damn, I'm an educator, I'm here, the education's here, if you need it, instead of pressing it on people, saying all you did, because it was, I seen a lot of people that was woke, they used to just beat people up.
Yeah. Right.
And people, nobody liked to get beat up, but nobody liked to, you know what I mean? When you're going to somebody, like if I'm coming to you, even though you're another ass thing, I'm like, excuse me. Another ass nigga, can I share something with you? I ain't just gonna come and say, oh, you just done the third.
Yeah.
No, you gotta come and try
to. I'm letting him get the nut ass nigga off of his birthday.
No, I had to slide it off. I had to.
It's all about delivery. So he right. You make somebody feel delivery. Stupid. How they
like
gonna
you'll
learn?
Be on Instagram and everything is about beating a person up. And it's right. Like, hold up, chill. Let's give him a shot to try to figure it out.
That's right. How
a lot of people is. A lot of people is receptive. Your approach make people receptive to you, yes. or non receptive. Everything is about approach in life. And everything is about a personal experience. Some people might be ready and some people not, because everybody alarm clock come on a different time. I was doing a bunch of nut shit most of my life. You know what I mean? As a young kid.
She was a nut ass nigga.
Yeah, that's part
nut
of it too.
Nut ass niggas do nut shit.
Listen, but growing up in the city, I didn't know my alarm clock ain't come on until I was in jail. Laying in a hot ass cell and the walls were sweating. Mm-hmm. So somebody else's alarm clock might don't come on until, you know, they get shot or they go or they lose somebody in their family or they go, you know what I mean? So different strokes for different folks.
So let me ask you a question then, all three of y'all. It's been numerous killings on camera. George Floyd is not the first person, ain't gonna be the last person to get murdered on camera. Why do y'all think his was one of the reasons, his murder was the reason that all of this is going on, opposed to other murders? That's
it was just the energy. The energy and the vibe and the facial expression that I caught when he had that knee on his neck, right? And that face that he had on his face, like let me tell you, that facial expression of, this just a nigga, I'm cool, I'm be alright, ain't nobody gonna do nothing.
Mm-hmm. You know
what's gonna happen to me? The immunity that the police have is unbelievable. But I think I'm one of the person, I'm real optimistic, and there's a lot of people out here on the front line, and I just wanna say something to everybody that's doing something. I don't care if you're sharing a post on social media, or you sharing it with one of your friends, you sit on the DM, or you on the front line, or you're fighting, you loot, whatever you're doing, everybody got a part to play, and nobody part is bigger than anybody else. It's about continuing to push the message out there and get it out there. You got some people that you don't see that's back there, you know, helping bills get passed and all that. They don't be on the front line march. Mm-hmm. They somewhere else doing some other shit. You got some people, they burn shit down. You got some people, they just be on Instagram. You got some people, they just tweet. So everybody got a part to play, but one thing is about that one. That one woke everything up. And I want to say something to my people. A lot of times, we want change. But make sure we have a plan of the change that we want to see. And we ain't just yelling and screaming and arguing and just, you know what I mean? Because a lot of times, we get in some rooms and be having we get in rooms where things can be changed. But we go in there without no plan. And we so hurt about what happened that we just want to express that and blast the people. It got to be a dialogue with people that you might don't even fucking like in order to get some shit to happen, for some things to change. So we just got to be mindful of that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Watch your approach.
And you know, I think that video had so much power because you saw the people that were bystanders that were like, you could hear the expression of hurt, and it impacted people more.
No,
you
saw
the
first responders,
you see the first responders and everybody coming in, you just get that raw emotion of other people feeling victimless and not being able to do anything when you can obviously see wrong.
I think. Go ahead, Mom.
It's the amount of time, for sure, like how long it was. It was such a long amount of time, then you watching him die, because at a point he's speaking and then he's not speaking anymore. So I just feel like with that one, you know, you can see somebody get shot, you kind of know they died. We like watched him die, like kind of. So it was a little different. And then I think it's almost symbolic, because you know they say like The bigger problem is systematic oppression, systematic racism, like the foot on the neck. You know what I mean? And that's exactly how he died. I mean, as terrible as it sounds.
I think all of those are some great points. I think for me personally, I feel one of the biggest reasons, if not the biggest reason, that George Floyd has went global
COVID-19.
And a lot of times all the other black killings that you see, the black murders that you see, they go global, but not like this, is because when George Floyd had that knee in his neck, you had white people walk over there and say, yo, what is you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, he's not even, he's not resisting arrest. See, right there on camera, you got white people and black people as one saying to the police, black guy like, yo, what the, so you just not gonna take your fucking knee off his neck? You got a white lady like, what is you doing? See,
check his post.
When that shit come together,
mm-hmm.
now it's saying, oh no, this ain't no color that's involved. This ain't black, this ain't white, this is murder, nigga. What the fuck are you doing?
This ain't black, this ain't white, this wrong or right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So I feel as though, like, because you see, prime example. You see the one kid, he running down the street. He get gunned down in broad daylight. Wasn't doing shit. Why wasn't no protesting like this going on about that? This is shit we seeing with our physical eyes. We seeing a kid run down the street, he get gunned down.
I think everybody was busy back then. COVID-19 set everybody ass down. So you got to think about it. Even when you look at like the DJs that you saw blow up overnight because, you know, they had that time where everybody now consuming, you know, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, whatever.
People so, got tired so, of that so, shit burned
so,
out.
So when it's in their face directly right now where everybody's saying, you can't run from it. You at the crib. You got to be exposed to what's really happening.
Right.
And there's so many people sharing it and so many people sick of seeing the shit that perfect timing for a change, man, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get into our next sponsor.
Ship. Station.com. And I want you to go to ShipStation.com. I want you to use the code GAME, right? Use the code GAME. You get a free 60-day. I'm talking about free 60-day for all our listeners. This is for our listeners. Free 60-day when you use the code. One thing about ShipStation is what they do is no matter what you're selling, Amazon, SD, your own website, ShipStation bring all your orders under one simple interface. Make things really easy to manage from any device, even your phone. So everybody that's out there, I know everybody jumped into the e-commerce game heavy since, you know, we've been down in, COVID-19. Everybody jumped into the e-commerce so strong. It's like, bang, this is what you need right here. This is going to bring everything, woof, bring everything to gamer, make your shipping experience real easy. And I'm talking about, you know.
You over there eating pussy, bro?
He ate that like that.
I'm talking about the fastest, easiest, most
really
affordable. Listen,
too kinky.
The fastest, easy, most affordable way to manage your ship your orders. Just a few clicks, and you'll be managing your orders, printing out labels, and getting your products to happy customers. ShipStation.com, code GAME. Listen, free 60-day for all our listeners. Check them out right now. ShipStation.com, code GAME.
ShipStation.com, code GAME. To all our listeners, please take advantage. That's what we're here for. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Was it good, bro?
Yeah, pussy was good.
Damn.
I'm not even going to lie, that pussy.
I didn't like it. I knew I wouldn't like it.
Damn. Oh.
Pussy little
kink,
was good.
Little kink master.
totally too far.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Well, so they say, under no circumstances, right? Should a guy ever hit a woman, right?
That's facts.
That's right. Suppose you out. You in April. In Miami this weekend. Y'all having dinner. Outside restaurant. There's five girls sitting right next to y'all. One of the girls say, hey, April. Yeah, bitch, I ordered one of my frontals, bitch, and it was too big. It ain't fucking fit, bitch. You should have told us you had sizes. Small, extra small. People say, hold on, what are you talking about? I don't got sizes, one size fit all. You know, very respectful. And you be thinking you all that. Bitch, we seen you on the gram. Bitch, next thing you know, they got April on a hurricane of punches and feet.
Oh, shit.
Five bitches dogging her.
They jumping April.
Now, at no circumstances is a man supposed to hit a woman. Right? What you doing? They just picked a fight with your bitch in Miami. Five bitches jumped on her. Punches coming from everywhere.
Feet too.
Feet and everything. I'm talking about they in there doing the MC Hammer on her. Let's get it started. They doing this joint back and forth on her. Like, what you doing?
Let me just explain something to you. Let me get this out. One thing about my baby, ADS, Abel Diva Styles, a.k.a. the Baltimore Bomber.
Yes. She beat
the dog shit out of five bras. I just seen. Listen, I'm gonna tell you about an incident that happened. You know, she was in store one time ordering something. It was a couple girls together. Somebody said some slick shit. They thanked me for holding her back from putting foot all in their asses. And she was by just me and her. Let me explain something to you. She ain't that type. But I'm gonna tell you something. In the event that happened and somebody jumped on her ass, I gotta measure how her week went. Now, if we had a little week and she said some fly shit to me, she was a little tough during the weekend. I might let him touch up a little bit so I can have something to throw at her back when we get into the argument. Didn't I tell you, you ain't say all that to Keisha and Dashiki when they was hitting them uppercuts and all that. Don't get tough with me, bitch. I'm just something to have, you know what I mean, when she tell you some tough shit to me.
Right.
But more than likely, I'm gonna just tell you, when that day comes, we'll see what happens, but that ain't gonna happen. Not with the Baltimore bomber. In this corner. No, she not. Ain't nothing sweet about her.
Okay, so hold on. So say if we was out and about.
Somebody jumped on white girl.
And somebody jumped on your ass, white girl. I love the podcast, but I don't know why y'all got Queen of the fucking Mild on there. I don't know why y'all got the hoagie on there. Fucking bitch dry. Hold on, dude. Stop talking about it like this. This our people's. Fuck that bitch, Gil. No, y'all should have got a Philly
Molding
bitch.
Out run.
Y'all got this bitch out there.
Molding
bitch.
Out of rumble.
But no, hold on. This bitch all from be all in Delaware.
Today we got a special guest, Cardi B. She look like Cardi B today.
It's a pink wig, y'all.
Mm-hmm. And then five bitches jump on your ass. What me and Wallow supposed to do?
Let me tell you something. When the footage drops, right, of me giving one to the body, right, and tagging the other one, because I got two by myself, and it cut to y'all, and you doing that fake drag the bitch and all that. If y'all don't swing, I'm punching one of y'all.
It depends on what sex. It depends on the sex.
If I see the fight. And neither one of you niggas, okay? We in a gang. This is a gang. Man. If y'all don't swing on one of these bitches, I'm talking about.
Wallow back booked.
Wallow, you got to violate. You got to violate.
What if the video come back and in the course of all that shit going on, you just see me in the camera like this?
Running.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm going to punch one of y'all and y'all got to rumble me.
Damn.
Hood shit. Me. Hood rules from back in the day. When you don't fight,
you got to get sucker punched.
You got to get punched. And that's what's going to happen.
I know Tootie is help. Different. Tootie's going to be like, listen, I don't want any trouble. And they going to wear two ass out. Like, they going to wear.
Tootie ain't a fighter.
Fuck no.
She pretty.
And they going to wear two ass out. And so guess what?
What?
I'm going to wear them bitches out.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
You talking about? You bitches we better get North the Philly. Fuck off my woman.
Right now.
Because I'm going to try to exalt. I'm going to try to listen. Yo, chill out, y'all. Stop. Y'all put Tootie in the hurricane of punches. All that don't hit women shit go out the window with me. You
with
bitches going to be getting tossed in traffic and all. Yeah. I'm going to be throwing them bitches everywhere. Fuck is you talking about?
I'm crazy.
Fuck is you. Listen, is you crazy? Okay.
That's all, the energy okay. I like.
No. Fuck that. My nigga, imagine somebody recorded it and put the video out.
It's getting recorded.
You know, Gilly. You know what type of shit I'ma go through at home for letting Tootie get her ass. You just was there and there. You could have did something to that. Two shit sitting out here. You could have did something. I'm throwing bitches in traffic and right. everything.
As you should. Fuck that.
I'm throwing bitches, pocket, in, the, I'm throwing bitches in the moving cars and everything. Fuck is wrong with you? Dog.
Body punches and more.
I'm gonna let five bitches.
Two is a rider though, bro.
You think I'm gonna let five bitches whoop my wife ass for no reason?
Even for reason, they not whooping your wife ass.
No, you got. If two bought that, sometimes I'm a realist. If sometimes you know the ass whooping, you deserve it.
Nah, if you don't help,
spicy. You the way you was talking to that bitch, you act like yeah. If it's a 1-on-1 and two was talking spicy, bitch, you don't want it with me. Okay, hold on.
If it's a 1-on-1, the least my nigga could do is put that bitch in a nice little shimmy like this and let me work on a
hey, on a 1-on-1 and they getting two, what you doing?
I'm let two get her ass whipped.
Oh, that's bullshit. No, two, hold listen. The bitch arms and act like you bring no, it up so I can that. Dog two, this
two,
bitch.
Listen, two acts for hold that 1-on-1. I live by old school rules. I live by old school rules. Motherfucker act for 1-on-1. You
so
gotta
what,
give me
what if she stumbled two out?
If
no,
she
no,
loses.
She ain't gonna stop and break it up by then. Hold on, wait.
What if she swing on you then?
No. Bitch, get out of here.
He frontin'.
Go ahead, bitch. Did I tell you get out of here, bitch? All right, you won. All right, but five bitches? Oh, no. Five bitches on two? Oh, no.
That's solid.
Yeah, he'll let April get her ass whooped. Bait.
I feel like
he
men.
He be talking about. He said, out there talking about. The Baltimore Obama. They jump on April like hyenas. She be like he be, come on, the bomber. April, you bitch ass nigga. You
and he ain't going to be in the corner throwing in the towel. Throwing in the towel.
They all on April. He's talking about, I won't go back to jail for violation.
The men at home, don't hit a woman. But if your girlfriend's fighting, act like you breaking it up. But hold the other bitch arm so she could get off on her. Like, man, put her in a little
they got,
chicken wing.
They got April on the ground. This nut ass nigga talking about, I can't go back to
that's
jail.
That's the real nigga thing to do. Pretend you're breaking it up. But let your bitch win. Or clip the other bitch leg real fast. Don't let nobody see it on video. They're going to dog you in the comments.
Hey, let me ask y'all this question. What's the biggest song to ever come out of Philadelphia?
Summertime.
Dream Chasers intro.
Easily. That's easy. Summertime, Will Smith. And I'm deep.
Summertime.
Of course he's going to. Fuck, of course no,
okay,
he's going
okay, to.
It's
hold
a dinosaur.
Hold on.
You said the intro.
What's the top five songs to come out of Philadelphia history? I know, all right. It's four left. Get down on the ground. What's the
get down
four?
On the ground.
No, fuck no.
Get
you ain't
down on the
list.
Ground is on that bitch.
I'm on the fucking list.
He's
bitch.
On the list. What the fuck
what
is his show?
You
get down
hater.
On the ground.
Love is Blind by Eve is on the list.
No, it's not. Come on. That's only we like that.
Fuck you mean only we like that?
All right. Dream Chasers is number one. Summertime is number two.
My man.
Even though what we do is wrong.
Summertime number one.
Damn forever, bro.
Summertime been running for fucking 30 years.
Yeah,
man.
Summertime is
come on, bro.
Even though what we do is wrong,
man. Come on.
Hey, Summertime is like the number
Summertime only get played in the fucking summertime.
Get played around the world.
That's two fucking months,
it's
man.
Get played
it's
every
a dinosaur.
Every
shout out to Will.
Dog,
we love
they were
you.
Just singing Meek Mill shit on the plane, man.
Yes, they did.
Philly versus Atlanta plane.
Do y'all realize that song probably like 10 years old, 12 years old?
Yeah,
it got hang time.
My mother knows that song word
for
word.
For sure.
My mother.
I'm just saying.
Hey, when the club,
I'm just saying,
it's dropping the club. Everybody go up.
Yes,
everybody go up.
I'm just
the club
saying.
Everywhere,
like, everywhere,
everywhere.
What we do? Freeway.
Yeah, what we do is wrong.
Yes,
is on the list.
Yes, sir.
That's a bar banger.
What we do? Freeway.
Yes, all right,
that's
so
a
we
bar
got
banger.
So we got me, Freeway.
No, you're not on the fucking
yes,
list.
I am.
You're
get
never
down on
the
ground.
You're not
on
no fucking. You're not
on
no rap
ground.
List. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck
no,
you.
No,
you
fuck
a hater,
no.
Bitch.
No,
let him be on the list.
Let me see.
I'll put
R&B before he go.
The fuck is you talking about? It's me.
What about Jill Scott?
No, we said
rap, rap, rap,
I thought it was rap, but y'all want
we doing rap.
So it'd be okay. So
Selfish PNB Rock.
No. Are you crazy?
No.
That was a big song.
EST,
was,
the unusual
but,
fella. The
but
greatest
the other
man
song
alive.
Was bigger.
No, Selfish was the shit.
No, the other song was bigger.
The other his other song, right?
The first one.
Yeah, his so first song was bigger.
What we got so far? What we got?
Okay, so it's me. It's
no,
me.
What the fuck? No,
get
listen, I don't care. We can pick a little boo boo to start rapping last week on the list. Not
it's
you.
Me.
Fuck no, you ain't on
it's
the list.
It's Meek first. It's Meek first. Summertime.
Summertime.
What we do.
What we do.
What we do.
Get down,
I think
on, the
get down on the ground.
Will Smith, Summertime first.
All right. Flip flop them. Get down on the ground. And
Something from the 80s. Give a good 80s.
Yo, why you keep trying to lace this shit all up in this?
It's on the list.
I like it.
It's
a little neighborhood hit. Niggas be having neighborhood.
Shout out to all the rappers out there.
Shout out to the rappers with all the neighborhood hits. Well, everybody in your neighborhood talking about this shit. So you keep standing in the neighborhood.
That was not a local song.
That was a fucking neighborhood song.
All seriousness, that was not local. That wasn't local, was it?
People was not playing in the South.
That was a Radio Everywhere song.
That was an Ariane song. That shit wasn't going nowhere past there. It wasn't hitting that boy in Allegheny. Nobody was fucking with that joke.
Ooh, no, you didn't. That's a lie.
This Z League rapper. This dude is a fucking bum.
Listen, he might be a bum, but that was the song.
Hold on. That was some good shit, though. A neighborhood hit.
Niggas be having neighborhood hits.
That wasn't it, though. That was on the Radio Everywhere, Wallo. That was a radio joint.
That was a cop song. He tells somebody to get down on the ground. That was police shit.
Motherfucking neighborhood hit.
Motherfuckers be having neighborhood hits thinking they popping.
What's a good 80s Philly song, y'all?
That was some funny. So what's the top five?
You older niggas.
So top five is Meek, Summertime, What We Do, Get Down on the Ground, and We Need One More.
I think we
should. Flip side.
I think we should go with Saturday Night, Schoolie D.
How do it go?
It was a Saturday night. I was feeling kind of sporty. Went to the bar, got me a 40. Got kind of hot, you know what I mean? Kind of drunk. So, I'm just saying, that's a movie.
I don't know it.
She said back in the, you know.
EST. I know a couple of his jams.
You dig me?
I feel like that's what y'all used to call songs back in the day.
Beanie Siegel.
I about to say Siegel got it.
Fill it in the air.
Yeah.
Yes. Fill it in the fucking air. Yeah, yes. Shout out to Beanie
Siegel.
So,
the truth.
Hey, listen.
My favorite rapper.
Let's go to, Stories from the Cell.
Stories from the Cell, man. All right, well, you know, today is a great day for me. Today is my birthday. And I told y'all this before, but I'm going to tap into it, and I'm going to tap into some shit that's connected to it. Well, it was 1 year that I was in jail, and I just forgot my birthday. Because I was so focused on doing time, I forgot about it. You just being there doing time, you don't. I wasn't a dude to try to keep track of the times. I just knew the month changed when we got our free 10 envelopes. They put you 10 envelopes on the door every month. So I was cool with that. Once I got that, that was just like everything. I got that, and it was like, all right, bet. You know what I mean? I was to the point of understanding, like, all right, I know another month passed because then, you know, the new envelopes. So I didn't pay attention to months. But I realized it was my birthday after I got a card that day from my grandma. Now, I'm saying it to say this. It was moments like that. Anybody that know me, Gil know me, my woman, everybody, even family, they know I'm not really big on birthdays and celebration, because what happened was I had to escape the reality of the celebration because I wasn't used to being celebrated. So I was cool with convincing myself that I ain't want nothing. Gil would tell you, oh, we're going to, I'll be like, no, I'm cool. And it hurt me in some type of way because I convinced myself that I'm cool with not being celebrated on the day that I was born, because I'm so used to not being celebrated because I was in jail for so long, and it's like, it don't matter. I think I'm turning out, and I'm recovering from that damage that was caused to me. But just forgetting my birthday and an old head just telling me, like, man, I do that all the time. It puts you in this place that you be at in jail, and it's fucked up because I was able to convince myself that I don't want to celebrate. No, I'm cool. I don't want, because I was in that place so much where I wasn't celebrated. And nobody, it wasn't, you know me, it's like, that ain't something you like talk about in jail. It's my birthday. Who cares? Who gives a fuck? It's your birthday. So even when I came out here, I brung that same mentality out here.
No, that was funny though. Who gives a fuck? It's your birthday.
No, that'd be somebody's mindset in jail. Right. So you come out here, you take on that trait that you established when you was in jail, and it's just like, it was fucked up. So now I'm just like, I'm living my life. I'm doing things, you know what I mean? Like, I'm in a place in my life where it's though, I could do what I want to do, you know what I mean? So it's just like to be able to try to celebrate and allow, and I had to really, after talking to somebody, I had to realize I have to allow people that love me to celebrate me and embrace their celebration of me. But I didn't know nothing about that, and I ain't understand that I was being selfish, not allowing people to do that and want to do things. Come on, let's go out, let's do that. I'm like, nah, I ain't with that. I'm cool. They're like, fuck is the matter with him? This dude been in jail. But that was my whole thing. So I had to really do some self-reflecting with myself and have a conversation with myself. Well, that's what I always do anyway. Have a conversation
you
with
talk
myself
to yourself,
on the next level, and just like stop fighting the feeling and let people that love me celebrate the day that I came into this earth. So, you know, but jail is a dangerous place. It's a lonely place. And a lot of things that might be special to you, whatever celebrations, whatever,
that it ain't really, it don't, I'm talking about it die in jail, man. Like a lot of that shit dying, man. And it can mess you the fuck up forever. You know, I'm just happy that I realized that I had a problem going on with that and I'm able to accept it now. So, you know, I'm just thankful that today is, you know, my birthday, the day which happened to be Father's Day too. And I'm just like, I'm happy with it. You know what I'm saying? That's everything
so
to
you,
me.
So that's why you're going to Miami?
Baby, I'm on my way. I'm ready to finish.
Hey, April.
Hi.
All right, baby.
Hey, April. Hey, April.
Oh, I got it.
He sit here talking about, you know, his birthday and how, you know, how you had to, you know, really place on his heart that he's being selfish and he got to allow people to celebrate him and the day he was born and he don't never want to do nothing. And, you know, we just want to tell you thank you for, you know, opening his mind up. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he really was thinking like a lost soldier, you know, like a wounded warrior. You know what I mean? And you brought this guy's spirit back. He's sitting here with this nut ass shirt on and this bullshit ass hat. But at the end of the day, I just want to thank you for bringing this guy's spirit back. You know what I mean? Because he was somewhere in the graveyard. He was just waiting for the dirt to get thrown on him. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's going to enjoy himself. He deserve it. I love him so much.
I love you too, baby.
The bomber. Oh. The bomber.
Hey, oh yeah, he called you the Baltimore bomber too. And hold on.
Hey,
listen
no,
too.
No, I'm talking about no, because he put me in the Daily Headline one day.
Hey, let me tell you what else he said.
How we do it.
Hey, let me tell you what else he said, right? I came up with this question. I said, so at no point is a man supposed to hit a woman, right? I said, but suppose you and April in Miami this weekend and five bitches just come at April for no reason, just start talking crazy to her, and then they jump her. Like, at no point is you supposed to hit a woman, but what is you doing? He talk about, well, it depends on the arguments me and April had this weekend if she was talking spicy to me.
You know what's crazy?
He talk about
he said you'll kick their ass, April. Baby,
but listen, what? He said because he said, listen.
You know, I said I'm going to hold shit down.
No, he did. You said, bitch ass nigga, you what? Lying.
I said I'm going to hold shit down.
He said you'll kick their ass, April. I'm going to hold shit down. He love you.
I'm going to hold shit down.
He talk about if she was talking spicy to me, I might let her get a little tuned up. And then,
when did I say that?
He did say that. He did say that.
What type of shit is you?
Shit. You another
ass. He's real like. You like, another ass. Listen, man, I don't know where they be listening to. You know Gil be drinking. I love you too, babe. I'm going to call you.
I'll see you later.
All right. Yo, that's when.
Look, he's a rat, man. Why you going to fucking smut on my name on the joint? You wasn't supposed to tell
me. Yo, you's an ultra bitch ass nigga.
You know, she the Baltimore bomber because he don't miss one call. He don't care what we doing. Hello, baby. Hello, baby. I'm going to talk to you this
nigga,
baby.
Ass nigga. I send two to voicemail 11 times. He be shoes that motherfucker. Baby, we recording, baby.
Wallo, blink twice if you getting your ass whooped by the Baltimore bomber.
Oh, yeah, he getting the Baltimore bomber whooping that nigga ass.
Oh, no blinks. He happy. That man happy.
Blink twice, nigga.
That man happy. Happy birthday, Wallo. This is a great episode.
Hey, yeah, happy birthday to you, man. Bro. I'm glad that you finally, you know, come out your shell,
dude,
man.
You got to do one thing for me, man, for my birthday.
What?
You got to put the gloves and the hat on, man.
I ain't doing that.
Just do it for my birthday, Gil, please. Just one time,
don't
man.
Don't do it, Gil.
This is my birthday. You ain't got to do nothing else for me. Put the lay on, man. I just want.
Well, I got to put your gloves ahead.
Start screen recording now, people at home.
I just want to feel the vibe, man. I'm telling you, this is you gonna feel different.
You gonna feel
man.
Like a cop one time?
No, you want me to feel like a fucking
police officer? No, it ain't a cop.
You gonna feel like a rat?
You gonna understand how I feel? I feel different. I come.
You gonna feel like a Karen?
Put my joint on here. Put that glove on there.
Oh my God, these niggas twins.
Put that glove on there.
It's the same nigga. It's the same nigga. You can't even tell them apart.
Put this glove on right there.
These some milky brown Egyptian looking niggas. Don't they look foreign?
Listen, I'm going to teach you how to do my one move that I be doing.
They look like Somalians. These niggas look like Somalians.
It's a classic move. Do this move right here, cuz.
Now, for some reason.
They look just alike.
I feel like I look like I'm ready to lock a nigga up.
Yeah, you look like Wallo, 267.
Do like this one time. You know that move I do in the car? Do that one time.
Oh, that's smart.
Oh, my God. Y'all look just alike.
You got
that
it.
That look just alike.
Hey, that whole vibe
that
right
here. Spicy as a motherfucker. Even.
No, you doing?
Let me see the move, Wallo. Cut to the music. It's a birthday party.
It's a sport to this shit. You got it. It's a sport.
I wore my pink wig for Wallo's birthday.
My shots.
I feel like a rat. feel like I'm like ready to bring a whole cartel down. That's how I feel. You nut ass like nigga. Like hey, listen, man, we want to shout out. First of all, let's give a shout out to Rona Proof.
Shout out to Rona.
Yeah, my man came up here to celebrate my birthday with me, man.
Rona Proof, each and every Sunday, 3 o'clock.
And I just want to say something.
That's a fact.
Gil be beating the shit out of him and Madden. That's
I'll be beating
story.
The dog shit out of him and he's mad.
So now you're going to lie.
Okay. We got
to
have a tournament. Gonna
lie to the public?
We got to have $1 million worth of game Madden tournament because right. You'll be talking a lot of shit.
Hey, nobody can beat me. I beat Young Thug.
Hey, bro, hold
I beat Deshaun Jackson.
I beat the shit out of you, though.
I beat the shit out of Young Thug, too.
Bro, you got like a record.
I beat Young Thug. I beat Sony Blues.
I love you.
I got a lot. I got a lot. No, I ain't. 2-17. I just beat him 2 times last night.
2-17, bro.
What'd you say?
I said all I want to do is be your friend, Duke.
Who the fuck is Duke? Young Thug. She's stalking somebody in the paint. Oh, bring that shit out.
Young Thug is Young Thug.
Oh.
I know. They are good. Pass me another one, Gil.
On some real shit. Listen, I'm telling you.
He don't eat stuff like that. They have to be vegan.
Listen, we got to have a joint, Tone. You dead ass nigga on my glasses. You got
the
shit on my glasses.
$1 million worth of game. Don't call me white girl.
Happy birthday, you dead ass nigga. Happy birthday, you dead ass nigga. It's $1 million worth of game. You gonna try to get me back, and it's just like
you
that. Right.